Let's move on to interest rates now. And the ECB, the European Central Bank, did not back down on hiking interest rates yesterday, despite ongoing concerns about banking stability. And they went ahead with the full 0.5% increase, which is going to impact nearly 250,000 mortgage holders here, especially those on the higher variable rates. Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Pearse Doherty is in our Dhurubh Óg studio. Agus Mórawitz ar maidin, Pearse Doherty. Let's start with this issue of the interest rate hike. You have previously called for mortgage interest relief to help people pay higher mortgages. It's already been ruled out by government.
It has, I guess, margin wider chain, I guess, life while a product of a leak at the Salum Gumonia Saltus and Lawyer. Look, Anya, there's many people in St. Patrick's Day that are worried because of these mortgage interest relief increases that we had announced yesterday. For many of families, as you mentioned, 250,000 tracker mortgage customers, these are 250,000 families that will receive the sixth letter now in the next number of days, telling them that their mortgage costs have gone up again. Over 100,000 people who've had their loans sold to vultures again will see their interest rates rise. A large portion of them will in the next while, and some of those are already paying 7.5% interest. And while the ECB sets its policies independently to try and curb inflation, there is an onus on government to make sure that the sharpest edges of inflation is actually that people are protected, and that's why we need to see mortgage interest relief reintroduced. We've suggested
they say they're doing that through other cost of living measures.
Well, look, they're not. And I have countless letters from individuals that are telling me that their interest rates have gone up by €5,000, some by €6,000 compared to last year. The announcement by the ECB means that these costs will even go up further. This is a huge burden on families, many of them who can't basically get the budget, their household budget, to stretch that far. And what the government had done in the past, when interest rates were a lot lower, they had mortgage interest relief. Indeed, we had mortgage interest relief up until 2021. And indeed, landlords, remember, are able to offset 100% of the additional interest against their rental income for taxation purposes. So landlords are treated very differently for ordinary people in this context. So these people need support. They need support now. And that's why Sinn Féin have put forward a targeted, tailored and time-bound measure in relation to mortgage interest relief. Not the old way that was introduced by Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, but actually looking at the additional interest that has been charged since June of last year, when interest rates have since gone up by 3.5%. At an ECB level, and 30% of that should be taken on by the state, up to €1,500. It doesn't cover all of the bill. I know families will still be under pressure, but it gives people a little bit of breathing space. It gives families some of that support that is needed now, and the government really need to do something about this. They can't abandon these mortgage holders any longer, and action needs to be taken.
And you say time bound, but again, no more than the eviction ban, and you've a motion down next week to extend that. Just in terms of that, do you have any sense already how many Greens and Independents will be supporting the Sinn Féin motion and breaking with the government?
No, we don't. And that will be obviously a decision for each and every individual TD. And I'm sure as the Dáil is in recess that many families will be putting the same question that they're putting to us. Where am I to go? Where am I to go on the 1st of April? And constituency offices, just like my own, will have families in, will have mothers and fathers and children there saying, where am I to go? And, you know, as we outlined during this week, our survey of local authorities show that at least 17 local authorities across the state have no emergency accommodation. Many others have very little or are breaking point. And what we are going to see in relation to the 1st of April is a huge number of families that have simply nowhere to go, and the government isn't able to answer that. So we have put it to TDs, right across the board, both government and opposition. We have written to all opposition TDs on this matter also, and we've said to them that they need to do the right thing for their constituents. All right. Not only do they need to extend the ban till the end of January, but they need to bring in emergency actions to increase the level of social, affordable and cost rental houses in the meantime, to make sure that we have somewhere for these families to go.
And we'll be hearing more on that throughout the week. But what do you say to the landlords who say they're going from the housing market because they are looking at the strength of support for your party and they are afraid of the policies that Sinn Féin would pursue in government and they don't want to be holding on to property when you're there? What do you say to them?
Well, that's nonsense, because the figures will show that when Sinn Féin were nowhere near where we are in the polls today, Anya, landlords were leaving in their droves, in their thousands. And there's a reason for why landlords are leaving, and it's well rehearsed. Indeed, you don't need to take my word for it. Let's look at the tax strategy papers, which had the RTB, the Department of Housing, addressing the Department of Finance altogether this year, looking at why landlords are leaving. And one of the main reasons they're leaving is because they are accidental landlords. And they have concluded, the departments have concluded, that there's no policy to actually stop these individuals. That's why we have been putting forward, for example, that local authorities and approved housing bodies need to be buying up houses with tenants in situ. That isn't happening. I've made representations this week in relation to a family that's about to be evicted, indeed on behalf of a landlord who wants to sell up but wants to make sure that their tenant is protected and that the local authority is able to buy the house. The local authority is saying we're not in a position to do so. So despite all of the noise and the comments that are coming out from government and from the Minister of Housing, the reality is on the ground the tenant in situ scheme is not working. Ona Brin made it clear to the department and the minister as far back as October what is needed to do that. There are solutions here. This is an emergency. It is man-made. It is made by government policies. It can also be resolved, but we need breathing time for these families. That's why the eviction ban has to be extended to the end of January.
And one final question. DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson in Washington, very critical of your party, the unity ads that you put in newspapers there saying they were incredible, they were divisive.
Look, that's nonsense. First of all, it wasn't Sinn Féin that put those ads in the paper. It was a range of Irish-American organisations and they're all listed on the ads. One of those includes Friends of Sinn Féin in the USA. Look, Geoffrey Donaldson, it's no surprise, I'm sure, to Geoffrey Donaldson as we celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, that that agreement explicitly enshrines the provision of a unity referendum. There are many organisations in America and indeed many households in Ireland, North and South, who want to see Irish unity. The key thing is that we have a debate. We start planning for it, that it's a sensible debate, and we look at all the opportunities, advancements, and the challenges that Irish unity have. And that's why we need the government to actually set up that those infrastructures, the likes of the Citizens' Assembly, to have a proper, inclusive debate in relation to this. I don't think it comes to as any surprise to Geoffrey Donaldson in relation to the fact that Sinn Féin, Friends of Sinn Féin, or indeed a range of Irish American organisations support the idea of Irish unity. The reality is where Geoffrey should be focusing on is getting back into the executive. He said he brought the executive down to influence EU negotiations. Those negotiations are now over. There's no reason why he and his party are not back, or his party is back in the executive, and let's deal with the issues that affect citizens there, including the cost of living and all other issues.
Okay, Sinéad Will, Gairmiúil Mhath, Sinn Féin Finance Spokesperson, Piers Doherty there.